Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has denied allegations her country has engaged in genocide against its Muslim Rohingya community. Appearing before the International Court of Justice, she said an internal armed conflict was the real reason for the displacement of thousands of Rohingya. Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
I shall now give the floor to the agent of Myanmar, Her Excellency Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. You have the floor, madam.
Aung San Suu Kyi took the stand to defend her country against allegations of the most serious crimes.
Regrettably, the Gambia has placed before the court an incomplete and misleading factual picture of the situation in Rakhine State in Myanmar.
Just a day earlier, Ms. Suu Kyi sat through graphic descriptions of violence presented by the Gambia's legal team in a case which accuses Myanmar of trying to destroy its Muslim Rohingya population. Aung San Suu Kyi instead described the violence in northern Rakhine State as an internal armed conflict between a separatist group, the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, and Myanmar's military forces.
This conflict has led to the displacement of thousands of civilians in Rakhine. Standard security restrictions, such as curfew and checkpoints, are in place at present in the conflict zone and affect the situation of civilians there, regardless of their background.
Ms. Suu Kyi also argued any international action could harm Myanmar's efforts towards peace and that her country was best placed to investigate any allegations of wrongdoing by Myanmar's military.
Mr. President, it cannot be ruled out that disproportionate force was used by members of the defence services, in some cases in disregard of international humanitarian law, or that they did not distinguish clearly enough between ASA fighters and civilians. There may also have been failures to prevent civilians from looting or destroying property after fighting or in abandoned villages. But these are determinations to be made in the due course of the criminal justice process.
The Gambia has asked the court to urgently intervene to protect the 600,000 Rohingya still living inside Myanmar and say they are still at risk of genocide. Ms. Suu Kyi denied this, instead suggesting her country is doing its best to promote harmony between ethnic groups. Antonia Mulvey is a British lawyer and founder of Legal Action Worldwide and was an investigator in the UN's fact-finding mission on Myanmar.
We know that the International Court of Justice does normally take a quite conservative approach to the issue of genocide, but such strong arguments have been made and not serious rebuttals, I believe, by the Myanmar team today, including Aung San Suu Kyi, that we are very much hoping, as we're representing Rohingya survivors, that the court will grant provisional measures.
The court is expected to make a ruling on provisional measures within weeks.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.